Forgiveness. For the following guided forgiveness meditation, please find a comfortable sitting position in a place that's quiet and undisturbed, and in a posture that supports both ease and alertness. It might be helpful before we begin to remember that the heart has its own natural rhythms of opening and closing. As you work with this practice, you'll notice differences from day to day. And although forgiveness can't be forced, it can be encouraged. The first step is always to honor what's here in this moment. It can also help to remember that forgiveness does not excuse, condone, or justify harmful actions. Nor does it require you to reconcile with, seek out, or even speak to the person who's harmed you. It's quite simply a movement of the heart, this capacity in all of our hearts to self-heal by first acknowledging the pain and then choosing to let go, refusing to allow the heart to harden from bitterness and resentment. Let's begin with three deep diaphragmatic breaths, allowing each in-breath and out-breath to soothe the nervous system and to bring your awareness into the present moment. After the third exhalation, let the breath find its own natural rhythm again, just as it does when you're not manipulating it. Gently focus your attention on the chest area as you breathe, feeling any sensations associated with the rising and falling of the breath as it moves in and out of this area. See if you can find the heart center, that tender spot in the center of the chest that's pierced by strong feelings of love or sorrow. And see if you can imagine breathing in and out of this tender place. And now, check in to see how you feel in this moment, right in the center of your chest. What's here? Are there feelings of tightness or quivering? Or maybe just a blank kind of numbness? Maybe you feel softness, sensitivity, tenderness or openness. take a moment to breathe gently into the center of your heart and notice any barriers you might have erected or emotions you've been carrying because you haven't forgiven yourself or others. Allow yourself to feel the pain of keeping your heart closed, feeling into the places in the heart that have not forgiven. Now, breathing softly, let yourself remember and visualize ways in which you've hurt others. It's usually most skillful to begin with the small things, and to bring to mind only that which you can meet with kindness and equanimity. As best you can, let yourself bear witness to the pain you've caused out of your own fear and confusion, feeling any sorrow or regret that might arise as you do this. Holding the pain of the situation, theirs and yours, with as much tenderness as you can. Sense the possibility of finally releasing these burdens by asking for forgiveness. Take as much time as you need to picture each memory, each situation, which still weighs on your heart. And then, as each person comes to mind, silently repeat to yourself, "For any way I've hurt or harmed you, I ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me." Let yourself remember and feel the fear, pain, anger, or confusion that led you to hurt this person. And then silently continue with asking for forgiveness. Looking through the eyes of the heart, see how these hurtful actions were tragic expressions of your own unmet needs. Perhaps the need to be loved or respected, the need for safety or peace. And notice how the reality that we hurt others as much as they hurt us just makes us part of the human family. Allowing yourself to feel moved by the poignancy of this dilemma, by how we all fall short of our ideals and often don't know what we're needing, let alone how to get our needs met. Now take a moment to feel your own precious body and life. Feel the breath, breathing you into existence, moment by moment, and the miracle of your body, your heart, and your mind. Bring to mind any ways you might have hurt or harmed yourself. We can be experts at self-sabotage. See if you can bring honest but tender awareness to the ways you've inflicted suffering on yourself, whether through self-criticism, overeating, or any other physical harm. As you picture these scenarios, allow your heart to be penetrated, to be moved by the poignancy of these expressions of self-betrayal or self-abandonment. Feel the sorrow you've carried and sense the possibility of releasing these burdens. Extend forgiveness for each act of harm, one by one, repeating to yourself, "For any ways I've hurt myself through action or inaction, out of my own fear, pain, and confusion, I now extend heartfelt forgiveness. I forgive myself." I forgive myself. How does it actually feel, just in this moment, to offer yourself the gift of forgiveness? And now bring to mind those who may have hurt or harmed you. Here it's especially important to begin with the smaller hurts, not the most difficult ones. Feel the sorrow you've carried from the past. can you touch a place in your heart that longs to be free of this burden? There are so many ways we've all been harmed by others, abused or abandoned, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. Bring to mind times that you've been hurt. Remember that, just like you, this person too has caused suffering to another out of his or her own fear, blindness, or sorrow. Now sense that you can release this burden of pain by gradually extending forgiveness as your heart feels ready, letting the images and feelings arise and be met with tenderness. Reciting to yourself, but never forcing, to the extent that I'm ready, I offer you forgiveness. I forgive you. I forgive you. Remember that forgiveness neither condones nor minimizes. If this action weren't wrong to begin with, it wouldn't require forgiveness. You can also forgive in this moment and return to non-forgiveness later if you need to. Or you might forgive and discover a deeper layer of sadness and anger waiting to be felt, known, and met with mindfulness. True forgiveness asks that we feel it all, and by actually feeling the pain and hurt, it becomes possible to let go and move on. Try again to dip your toes into the cool waters of forgiveness, even if you choose to take them right out again. Continue remembering ways you've been hurt and see if the heart is willing to let go. Silently repeating, but never forcing, I forgive you. I forgive you. In the last minute or two of this practice, bring your attention back to the sensations in the heart center as you breathe, and see if you can imbue each in-breath with kindness and each out-breath with ease. Breathing in kindness, breathing out ease. Let's close with a moment of rejoicing, your willingness to examine habitual beliefs, and your commitment to live open-heartedly. May this be of benefit to you and to all those you come in contact with.